You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show, and we're talking windows. When you need them and when you don't. We've got experts John Esparza and Matt Lacco from Pella Windows and Doors in studio to take your questions right now. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Good morning and welcome back to the non-shutdown version, super special edition of Rosie on the House, where nothing ever gets shut down. We're constantly and always available for you. So no matter who else is shutting down, ain't gonna happen at Rosie on the House. We'll be broadcasting today right up until 11 o'clock, and if you can't get in because all the lines are busy, which they all are right now, you know you can reach us always at the website in cyberspace at rosieonthehouse.com. We'd love to see you there. Again, we're proud to be broadcasting for our 25th year and a little bit proud that ever since they've been rating referral directories in Arizona, we're the number one contractor referral again.
Yeah, you can also find us on Facebook and keep track of what all's new and what's current with Rosie on the House.
That picture of me you took last Monday night, that's not going in there.
No, you tell me no.
Yeah, that one's not going in there. Okay, good.
So maybe,
all right.
Maybe I won't.
Very good. Maybe you won't. All right. Very good. I want to get to Miss Anita. Let's take Miss Anita real quick, calling from Tucson, has a question about a door project she'd like done at her house. Anita, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. What is your question?
Yes, thank you for taking my question. I so much enjoy your show. I am calling about a sliding glass door associated with windows and doors installation that has a pet door in it. And if it's a double pane sliding glass door, is a pet door recommended? Because I would really love one of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, I have a very definite opinion of what I'd like to say, but would you like to go first?
Sure. I don't recommend pet doors in the door itself. It can really affect the integrity of the door. It will definitely affect the energy efficiency of the door or the glass. What I typically recommend to my customers is find a spot close to the door that you can maybe put it in a wall and still have the access for your pet to get in and out.
You can make it so much more secure that way as well.
Absolutely.
And is that for glass or all doors?
I would say for all doors, even those little panels that they can sometimes install where you just don't quite close your door all the way. Those are very insecure as far as locking and such.
So, Miss Anita, the general consensus in this room from John of Pella and from Rosie at Rosie and House, we don't like to see doggy doors put into patio sliding doors. Let's put the doggy door into the wall adjacent to that. And I'll tell you one thing, if you're studying home security, doggy doors are not a very secure item, okay? We encourage people that if you have to put a doggy door in, put it into a back room that you can lock. So the dog gets into one room of the house and one room only, generally speaking, when you're gone. Doggy doors do provide a pretty good opportunity for getting in the house.
A couple weeks ago, we were talking about hardscapes, and we had Danny Gutierrez on from Quikrete to talk about new products and probably the most recognizable name to the American consumer, Quikrete. Well, if you've heard this program before, you've also heard what a big fan of concrete stain I am. And I asked Danny to come back on because Quikrete now has concrete stain line that they're rolling out. Danny, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rosie and Romy. It's great to be back. Congratulations on 25 years. Great show. Before I start, I'd like to give a shout-out to Matt and John. That Pella team is a great group of guys to work with. I know them, and it's fun to work with those guys. And earlier in the show, you've been talking about these different projects to transform the homes and yards into these paradises for entertaining. You know, one great place to start is transforming that gray concrete and masonry walls. We all got them in our backyards. We now have beautiful warm colors. We offer a pretty comprehensive line that includes concrete and masonry stains, surface preparation and cleaners, and concrete and masonry sealers. Within our stain category, we now offer etching stains, penetrating stains and translucent stains. These stains permanently stain your concrete and masonry in one step. You know, they're water-based, UV resistant, unlike the traditional paint and film-forming stains that can peel or fade over time. These stains were developed to penetrate and permanently bond. So these stains will not peel. You know, they have low odor and low VOCs. And they're, more importantly, they're designed to, you know, be used in interior or exterior applications for floors, driveways, sidewalks, pool decks, garage floors. They're very easy to use. And, you know, once you've stained these surfaces, it's very important to also seal them. And we have a great way to do this. We've come up with two great heavy-duty water-based sealers. Our silicone-based concrete masonry waterproofing sealer, it leaves a natural-looking finish. And we also have an acrylic-based concrete masonry high-gloss sealer that leaves a wet look. Both of these products can also be used in interior and exterior applications. And, you know, this is just an easy way to transform, you know, your home and backyards into a really nice, you know, paradise for entertaining. Especially
well,
now
you know,
it's getting really nice.
You know, Danny, we in Arizona, we don't live with single pane windows anymore, and you don't have to live with boring gray concrete. Ban it. You just don't have to do it. There's too many great options. What's a website address people can go and take a look at your products?
Yeah, it's www.quickreed.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We have a lot of how-to videos, offer many project tips. A great place for some information.
Fantastic. And I've been on the site and I've watched the how-to videos. They are very, very helpful. You don't have to live with boring gray concrete. We'll be right back.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.